Party Kaylee, Celtic music from across the globe and across town. I'm Dave Baghdad, and I'm so glad you could join us. On tonight's program, we'll have new and classic music from Ireland, Scotland, Canada, and the U.S. Thanks for being here. Cade Mila Falcha, you're very welcome here for this 184th edition of the Kitchen Party Kaylee. I'm your host, Dave Baghdad, and we have a great show for you. Some things you may know, and a lot you probably don't. Last week was our fourth annual Outer Reaches show, in which we played nothing at all from Ireland, Scotland, Cape Breton, and the U.S., in favor of music from places like Wales, Cornwall, Spain, Scandinavia, and the Isle of Man. I always find these shows to be a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoyed last week's program as well. Tonight, though, we're going to swing hard in the opposite direction, and that everything we play will be from Ireland, Scotland, Cape Breton, and the U.S. We have a lot of great music for you, so let's get on to it. We'll begin this evening with Danu, the wonderful Irish group that's been a big part of our programming since we started. On this occasion, we'll head back to 2004, when the band consisted of Benny McCarthy on accordion, Donald Clancy on guitar, Oisin McCauley on fiddle, Eamon Dourley on bouzouki, Tom Dourley on flute, Don Chagoff on pipes and boron, and Wirin Nick Aulave on vocals and whistle. From their album When All Is Said and Done, we'll enjoy a set of reels, Tommy Cohn's The Coachman's Whip and Tuttle's Reel. From there, we'll have a song from John Doyle. But first, here's Danu with The Coachman's Whip on the Kitchen Party Kaylee. Thank you.
stony grey soil, through hardship and toil, Roscommon's rough lands they own me. Digging potatoes and ploughing the earth, as my family did long before me. But I swore I would furrow, plant my own seed, rise from my knees and stand proudly. America, I swore, or some foreign shore, would grant me the life I dreamt of surely. So I saved up the money my passage to pay, and braved the road early one morning. I bid adieu to my family among grief and tears, for I feared that there was no returning. On the White Star Line I'd soon sail away, although the Great War was still raging. I walked a long way to Queenstown made way, and the Arabic it loomed far above me. Well, who knows what fate brings, what life has in store. We peered through a looking glass dimly, as I stepped on board and steerage went toward. Well, below decks a dread chill spread o'er me. At last we weighed anchor and ploughed o'er the main, the last hint of a land dimming slowly. We zigzagged our course for fear of the worst, and the worst plied its course far below me. The scourge of the sea spied us, and soon they made ready. Torpedoes were loosed, and their ship was reduced to a watery grave, sinking steadily. The lifeboats were cast, the men embarked last, but there was too few for so many. Well, I jumped in the sea as a blast wounded me. The blood ran thick and freely. Flashing around, dreading the abyss fast approaching. While spying a lifeboat, I clung by its side, but they beat me with oars for encroaching. But a lady on board took pity on me, as I took my last breath and was sinking. Grabbing my arm to keep me from harm, well, she held me and saved me from drowning. Well, we got back on shore, safe and secure, and they led us all to the infirmary. 3 months I spent there, wondering why I was spared. Among all, why was I given mercy? Some live and some die, there's no reasons why. The spinners weave their webs in mystery. But I'm back on my land, fate lends a hand, and the roots of Roscommon weave around me.
John Doyle there, the great singer, guitarist, and producer, born in Dublin, who now makes his home in Asheville, North Carolina. In addition to helping found Solace, working in duos with Karen Casey and Liz Carroll, and being a member of The Alt, The Teetotalers, and Usher's Island, John has released several brilliant solo albums, and from Shadow and Light, which came out in 2011, we heard The Arabic. We're hoping to soon have the debut recording from Usher's Island featuring John along with Andy Irvine, Donald Lunny, Patty Glacken, and Michael McGoldrick. Can't wait. Before John, we heard a set of reels from Danu, including Tommy Cohn's The Coachman's Whip and Tuttle's Reel. This comes from their great 2004 album, When All Is Said and Done. And Danu will be in town for a show at the Carmel Palladium in early March, so stay tuned. I mentioned Andy Irvine a moment ago, so let's check him out now with Patrick Street, the Irish supergroup which had about a 20-year run. From 1997's Made in Cork, let's hear some more reels, a set including The Coal Miner, Heather Breeze, and Turf House. The band included Kevin Burke on fiddle, Jackie Daly on accordion, and Jed Foley on guitar, along with Andy on vocals, mandolin, and bouzouki. From there, we'll have some hornpipes from Bua, but first, here's Patrick Street on The Kitchen Party Cayley.
You're listening to The Kitchen Party Cayley. Thank you.
Bua there, a fine young group from Chicago, with John Joe Hartnett's and Spellin' the Fiddler from their 2011 debut, Down the Green Fields. Bua features Brian O'Hare on vocals and concertina, Sean Gavin on pipes, flute, and whistle, Devin Shepherd on fiddle, and Brian Miller on guitar and bouzouki, and they specialize in material from the golden age of Irish music in Chicago, a topic on which we'll hear more soon. Before Bua, we had some reels from Patrick Street, including The Coal Miner, Heather Breeze, and Turf House from their 1997 album Made in Cork. Let's hear now from another great young Irish-American band, The Yanks, who made their debut on our program a couple weeks ago. This East Coast group features Isaac Alderson on pipes, flute, and whistle, Dylan Foley on fiddle, Dan Gurney on accordion, and Sean Ernest on guitar and bouzouki. From their double CD, Haymaker, let's have a set of jigs, including Behind the Bush in the Garden, Ned Coleman's, and Gander in the Prady Hole. From there, we'll head even further up the East Coast for a song from the Barra McNeils. But first, here are The Yanks on The Kitchen Party, Kaylee.
Thank you. All I had was money, jewels are all I own. Spend it in a hurry, sell the shiny stones. Buy myself a fiddle, fiddle with a bow. Call up all the neighbors, dancing we would go. Dancing we would go, dancing we would go. Call up all the neighbors, dancing we would go. Dancing we would go, dancing we would go. Call up all the neighbors, dancing we would go. Find myself a fiddler, one of great renown. Finest tunes he'd offer, 52 a pound. Find myself a fiddler, one of great renown. Finest tunes he'd offer, 52 a pound. 52 a pound, 52 a pound. Finest tunes he'd offer, 52 a pound. 52 a pound, 52 a pound. Finest tunes he'd offer, 52 a pound. If his arm was tired, if his glass was low, fill it up with rum or whiskey, I suppose. If his arm was tired, if his glass was low, fill it up with rum or whiskey, I suppose. Whiskey, I suppose, whiskey, I suppose. Fill it up with rum or whiskey, I suppose. Whiskey, I suppose, whiskey, I suppose. Fill it up with rum or whiskey, I suppose.
The always wonderful Barra McNeils there, the family band from Sydney Mines, Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, with Dancing We Would Go, an original song from the band's 1993 album, Closer to Paradise. This recording featured the original four siblings, Stuart, Seamus, Lucy, and Kyle, all of whom play multiple instruments, and they were later joined by two others as well. Before the Barras, from the east coast of Canada, we heard from the Yanks, the great young band from the east coast of the U.S. From their 2-CD album, Haymaker, we enjoyed a set of jigs, Behind the Bush in the Garden, Ned Coleman's, and Gander in the Prady Hole. We've got a very special new release for you now. Last year, I was fortunate enough to speak with Marie Nihwini of Alton, and you may remember her telling us about an upcoming album she was recording with her family. Well, that record is out now, and we have it for you. There are four family members on this disc, sisters Marie on fiddle and Anna on whistle, brother Garoid on guitar, and his son Kieran on fiddle. They've called themselves Na Moonies, or the Moonies, Mooney being the English translation of their surname and also how the family is referred to in their home area of northwest Donegal. We'll have a couple tracks now, starting with a reel, Morning Dew, featuring the three siblings, joined by producer Manus Lunny on keys. We'll follow that with a lovely Gaelic song, so here we go with Na Moonies on The Kitchen Party, Kaylee. Thank you.
everyone, I'm Raisin Winnie, and you're listening to The Kitchen Party Kaylee.
That was new music from Namunis, the family band featuring Maureen Nguyen of Alton and her siblings and nephew. They've all been playing together their whole lives, of course, but this is their first outing as a band. From their self-titled album, we heard a reel, The Morning Dew, followed by a song, Myra Moore, featuring guests Nia Byrne on vocals and Caitlin Nick Gavin on fiddle and foot percussion. I can't wait to get deeper into this wonderful disc. Next up, we've got another great new release, this one featuring the always amazing John Carty, one of the most respected Irish trad musicians ever. He put out a disc late last year with Matt Molloy and Artie McGlynn, and he has a new one now with his daughter, Maggie Carty. This album, Settle Out of Court, largely features John on fiddle and Maggie on banjo and vocals, backed by Shane McGowan on guitar and Donald Lunny on bouzouki. We'll first have a set of slides, The Turn, Carrick Carey, and Con Cassidy's, followed by a song, The Nightingale. So here we go with a pair from John and Maggie Carty on The Kitchen Party Kaylee. Thank you.
I went walking one morning in May. I met a young couple who fondly did stray. And one was a young maid so sweet and so fair, and the other was a soldier and a brave grenadier. And they kissed so sweet and comforting as they clung to each other. Went arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They went arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream, and they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale sing. And out of his knapsack he pulled out a fine fiddle, and he played such a merry tune that you ever did hear. Such a merry tune that the valley did ring, and softly cries the fair maid as the nightingale sings. And they kissed so sweet and comforting as they clung to each other. They went arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They went arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream, and they both sat down together, love to hear the nightingale sing. They clung to each other. They went arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They went arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream, and they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale sing. Oh, well, says the fair maid, will you marry me? Oh, who knows, says the soul. As they clung to each other, they went arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They went arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream, and they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale sing.
Great new music there from John Carty on fiddle and his daughter Maggie Carty on vocals and banjo from their brand new album Settle Out of Court. That was The Nightingale, sung for us by Maggie, preceded by a set of slides, The Turn, Carrig Carey, and Con Cassidy's. Really wonderful playing, and we're glad to have this disc for you. You can also hear The Kitchen Party Kaylee on Highlander Radio 4 times a week. Tune in to CelticRadio.net and hear the show on Monday, Friday, and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and for you night owls, on Thursday at 3 a.m. Of course, you can also stream or download our new and previous episodes at KPC-radio.com. I want to mention as well that I've entered into a relationship with Patreon.com, which allows our listeners to support the program on an ongoing basis, something we always appreciate. If you want to learn more, please visit Patreon at patreon.com/KPC. I also want to let you know about a session taking place in town at the Bent Rail Brewery, 5301 North Winthrop in Indianapolis. It happens every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m., and I'll be hosting every second Sunday. There's no cover, so please come on out and join us. I've got a bit of big news here for you now. Our friend J.P. Cormier is coming to town for a quick visit next week. He'll be doing a house concert in Fishers on Saturday, February 4th, that you will not want to miss. For details, visit the Kitchen Party Kaylee Facebook page or shoot me an email at kitchenpartykaylee@gmail.com. We've time for one more block, so let's have a set from John McCusker, the well-traveled Scottish multi-instrumentalist. From his second album, Goodnight Ginger, which came out in 2003, we'll have a set of reels, Shake a Leg, Floating Candles, and Sven's Reel, featuring John on fiddle and Michael McGoldrick on flute. We'll follow that with a song from Luca Bloom, but first, here's John McCusker with Shake a Leg on the Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Benny McCarthy from Danu, and you're listening to the Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Rise up from your bed of straw, See if you can bend that short bow one last time. Speak from your wounds and say you don't care. You know it'll play on your mind. Wherever your arrow it falls to the ground, lay lonesome Robin down one last time. No more, Robin, no more, your outlaw days are over. When you were a little boy, you had to go to bed early when the sun still shone. Just like sleep was the end of the world, tomorrow would never ever come. So now, lonesome Robin, won't you close your eyes, so that the sun it will rise one last time. No more, Robin, no more, your outlaw days are over. It's funny how hot is the sun now that you can't run away from the city. Lie there and think of the deer you have run, of all the games that you've played, and wondering what Marion's bound to do that's better than coming to see you. No more, Robin, no more, your outlaw days are over. Time's taken your time away. Time and deceptions have whittled you down. All of the times that ever you had have took to their heels and run. Hold on to whatever is closest to you. It's all lonesome Robin can do. No more, Robin, no more, your outlaw days are over.
Luca Bloom there, with a recent re-recording of a song from back when he was known as Barry Moore. That was Lonesome Robin, written by Bob Coltman, and this version comes from Luca's 2013 album Head and Heart, which contains his interpretations of folk and traditional songs. Before that, we heard from John McCusker a set of original reels, including Shake a Leg, Floating Candles, and Sven's Reel. This comes from John's 2003 album Goodnight Ginger. We're getting near the end of our show for today. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. Reach us by email at kitchenpartykaylee, that's all one word, and Kaylee is Ceilidh, at gmail.com, by Twitter at @KPC_radio, or through our Facebook page. You can find podcasts and playlists from all of our shows at kpc-radio.com. For our final track this week, we'll hear Liz Knowles on fiddle with The Gift of Falling. Until next time, I am your host, Dave Baghdad, and I thank you for listening. We'll see you here again on Friday at 8 p.m. Slán ogat. You've been listening to The Kitchen Party Kaylee. This program was made possible by support from donations from the Friends of The Kitchen Party Kaylee. We hope that you'll join us again next Friday at 8 p.m. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is written, produced, and hosted by Dave Bagdad and was recorded at EMAS Studios in Broad Ripple. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is a Fortnite production. Thanks for listening.